Okay, guys, so I am back with another podcast. I know it's been a minute. I have been just enjoying my time during quarantine. You know, this COVID stuff is something we've never really experienced as far as the extremity of it. So I just kind of been coping with that. Definitely need to get some more podcasts out to you guys and some YouTube videos and stuff. But today I wanted to talk about the whole looting situation and the riots and the protest. I just want to kind of talk to you guys about that and see how y'all feel. I hope that you guys will DM me on Instagram and write me on my YouTube channel to let me know your views as well. And again, these are only my opinions. Nobody has influenced these opinions that I have. Everything is just my personal thoughts about what's going on in the world right now. So as we know, George Floyd was murdered by a cop. We know many, many, many other Black Americans that have been murdered by police officers. Now, just to give my view on this, I'm of course very saddened that that happened to George Floyd, as well as Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor, Trayvon Martin, literally all of that. I really don't even watch the videos that people put out because it's just really upsetting that people are okay killing innocent, unarmed Black people. So today I just wanted to mainly talk about the protesting. Okay. So, cause we all know, you know, everybody's sad about the murders, and that's really what we need to focus on. The effect that it has on Americans, especially Black Americans, with the killings, you know, these police officers and their brutality to unarmed Americans is uncalled for. You know, it's just not even anything that anyone will accept and or should accept. And so what I want to say to you guys. Good job, Roxy. Good job. Sorry, I'm outside walking my dog and she just peed in the grass. Finally, she never goes outside. So that's an accomplishment. Yay for her. Anyway. So, you know, everyone's protesting right now, right? So we have pretty much as of now, it is June 2nd, 11:38 p.m. Eastern time. They're saying that all 50 states have participated in some type of protest at this time, which is awesome. Now, my issue with this protesting is the looting and the rioting. Now, I've posted things on Facebook and people have either agree with me or, you know, they had their oppositions. But I feel that the looting and rioting is taking it a little too far. Now, I did have someone tell me, you know, these people are just mad. Actually, more than one person have told me. They're like, you know, Americans are just mad at what's going on. And mainly Black Americans are mad at what's going on. And they have to show out some kind of way. But just to give an example, Atlanta had an instance on, I believe, Friday or Saturday, one of them, I don't remember. they had a situation that night where these people, these protesters, went into Lenox Mall, Phipps Plaza, and a few stores around Buckhead and Buckhead Shops area and just damaged the store. They stole things. They, you know, basically ransacked it. Like, it's just, it was horrible. Okay. And me, the reason I'm doing this podcast right now today is because I'm a business owner, okay? So I understand the looting, I understand the rioting, the protesting, and what people are trying to put out there to the world and what they're trying to show, you know, the government and other Americans, what we have to go through. I understand all of that, right? But when you are stealing from innocent retail locations, I cannot agree with it at all. Some of those people that were stealing, you know that they were just trying to steal this stuff so that they can go resell it or so they can, you know, act like they in designer and they flexing up in the city. Like everybody that I saw on this one Facebook video, all of them look under 25. You know, not saying they can't afford designer stuff and stuff out of AT&T and Target and Icebox. Not even saying that. I'm just saying you can tell that it was senseless. Like, and I believe these were senseless acts. And so I just really have a problem with it. Like, it really bothers me because I understand protests, you know, I definitely applaud everybody who went out there. I definitely respect everyone who went out there and who's still out there now, day five, I believe this is. They're still out there showing, you know, how they feel and expressing how they feel. But when y'all stealing from these stores, not y'all per se, but when people are stealing from these stores, and I know it's other races doing it, all of that, like, all of that is fine. I totally get that. But it's like, why? Like, stealing from AT&T, Icebox, Mattress Firm, trying to get in Gucci, but failed anyway. Christian Dior, Jimmy Choo, Moncler, Tod's, Saks Deluxe, and CNN Center, Chick-fil-A Hall of Fame building, all of that. Like, what is that doing for you? You've ruined these people's businesses. You have messed up jobs for your fellow Black young Americans. You got to think, these people work in these retail locations. Now they do not have anywhere to go to work. Like, things were just now opening back up. And so I just really feel some type of way about this, because I feel that, you know, you have no care in the world. Like, go to the White House and protest. Go to Minneapolis and protest. Go to Brunswick, which is 4 hours away, and protest. Why are you ruining the city that you live in when majority of City of Atlanta cops are Black? Most of them are not crooked cops. And I can speak for that because I have family members that work for City of Atlanta Police Enforcement. So I know they would never kill a Black man, a white man, any of that. Not saying that everybody's like that, but majority of City of Atlanta police are Black. So I'm just really bothered because I feel that the looting was more so senseless. It wasn't out of, oh, I'm angry that George Floyd was killed. It wasn't from that. It was more so from, here's an opportunity where I can go into this store, steal whatever I want, get on social media and resell it and make money. Now, I don't know George Floyd personally, and I did not know him personally or anybody that he knows, but I'm sure that that's not what he would want. What he would want is the peaceful protesting. Yes, you can have some rioting here and there. You can burn up police cars. You can burn up these police stations like they did in Minneapolis. I'm for all of that. Trust me, like, totally for all of that. But the retail location is really bothering me, like, so much. And that is why I made this podcast, because this is the way that I have to vent and get this out. Besides, you know, social media, I've been on there already. So, you know, if y'all feel differently or you want to explain it in a different way, by all means, I am definitely open to other opinions, because I'm a person that I want to know all sides of this. I want to know how other people feel. I feel that when you are informed on other opinions and you have debates, you know, and people feel a different way than you, it helps you to understand why they feel that way. And again, this is why I did this podcast, because I am anti-looting. I don't know. It's just sad, you know, that the world has to come to this. And I know it all came from the root cause of police brutality. So I totally understand. But y'all are, like, ruining Black businesses. Y'all are ruining these hard-earned business owners' time, their investments, their dream. You know, I know Gucci and, you know, Tom Ford and all them, they gonna be good. They got insurance policies. But some of these Black owned restaurants and businesses that these people stole from, you know, I just really feel for those people, because I just think of it like this. I'm sorry, I got cut off. But yeah, I was thinking, if Passion Collection had a store and I woke up Saturday morning and I had no bundles, no lashes, no cash register, no iPad, no store decor, nothing, you know, glass broke, all of that, I don't even know how it would feel. I don't even know if I would reopen. Like, that's how serious some of these people are taking it, especially the Black business owners. You know, you put in so much hard work. And because, of course, you know, my goal is a storefront and or a salon or something of that nature. Still working on everything, still planning it out. But, you know, it kind of makes me think, what area do I want to put it in now? Because I don't want to deal with this type of stuff. Like, I know I'll have insurance and I know that theft can not be avoided. But I don't know. It's just, you know, I just want people to think about how those business owners feel, how those employees feel, how those CEOs that may be sleeping in another state, you know, chilling with their family. They wake up, oh, my Atlanta store, blah, 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 from these people who are just trying to steal from me in the name of George Floyd. And, you know, I just want people to think about that. But, you know, if you guys have other opinions or things to say, in defense of the looters, based on what I just said in this podcast, please leave a comment. This will be on YouTube in just a few minutes, and I'm about to upload it to Apple Podcasts right now. Also, DM me. You know, I'm open to talking it out. Nobody's doing anything. We're on curfew at 9 p.m. now because of the looters, so we're all at home. So yeah, I'm willing to go back and forth on a DM to kind of see another way of looking at things. But thank you guys for listening. I will probably do another podcast soon on COVID stuff, quarantine stuff, ways to make money while being quarantined, things of that nature, even though we're opening back up now. But I'm gonna still give y'all some tea on some stuff I found out. But yes, thanks for all the listeners. Thanks for still being here, even though I haven't been consistent, but I will do my best to do better. So yeah, bye everyone. Y'all have a great night and stay safe.